Good morning. But Jesus says you cannot make a hair of your head white or black, and I don't have that problem. We know Jesus to be the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And we also know Jesus to be the Word of God. We use that phrase a lot. Jesus is the Word made flesh. When God spoke a word, God the Father spoke a word, it was Jesus who was that word, and Jesus became man to teach us how to live and how to know the Father. And Jesus gives us, in today's gospel from the fifth chapter of Matthew, definitive teachings. These are definitive teachings for all of us to obey and pay attention to. You know, the Old Testament prophets, if you read the prophets of the Old Testament, they will say, "Thus says the Lord, XYZ. Jesus here says, "You have heard it said, but I say." Not "thus says the Lord, but I say." So we know that Jesus speaks with the authority of God, that Jesus is the Word of God. And so when he makes these definitive statements, we have to pay attention to them and understand them. He talks a lot about different topics today. One of them he talks about is this idea of lust in the heart. That you have heard it said, "You shall not commit adultery." Well, yeah, that's the sixth commandment. We heard that one. But he also said that if you lust after a woman in your heart, you also commit adultery in your heart. Now, what does lust mean in that situation? Does it mean, look, there's a handsome guy, there's a pretty girl? It doesn't mean that. But it means there's a pretty girl at work, and I'm going to go get her, and I'm going to plan ways to have coffee with her and see her, and then do adulterous things with her. That's the kind of lust that Jesus warns us against in today's gospel. And it's that same kind of lust that we have to look at in the context of Jesus' teaching about human intimacy, because he points us back to the days of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is the way we should all live out our physical intimacy with another, in the context of a marriage between a man and a woman. The man and the woman become one flesh. And that is the only time that the church, in her understanding and teaching on this matter, allows for sexual intimacy. Man and a woman in marriage. So, this idea of lust in the heart can be an unmarried man with an unmarried woman, a married man with another woman, a man with a man, a woman with a woman. All of these are lust and are sinful in the teachings of the church. Jesus also talks about divorce. Now, there are many, many people who misunderstand the church's teachings on marriage and divorce, and it is incumbent upon us to help explain it. The church takes these definitive teachings that come from Jesus. I say to you that divorce is not allowed. And so the church has to try and figure out, what does that mean? How do we sort that out? Because divorce has happened with, unfortunately, alarming frequency in our modern age. So how do we get around that? We have to separate the understanding of marriage as a civil institution from a spiritual one. The civil institution of divorce is a contract. We sign a marriage license. We sign a contract. If we don't like it, we break the contract. The contract is done. That's divorce from a civil standpoint. From a spiritual standpoint, a valid marriage, in the eyes of the church, is permanent. It lasts forever. It cannot be torn asunder, as we say in the marriage ritual. Let no man put asunder. Let no man separate. So how does the church solve the fact that these two people who entered into a civil divorce and seemed to have a spiritual bond at the time of their marriage don't have that anymore? Well, the church has a process called annulment, declarations of nullity. It's not a Catholic divorce, because divorce is civil. The Catholic Church is trying to say, what was going on spiritually at the time of the marriage? Were they in a spiritually right place? Did the marriage have validity? For instance, there are many reasons, but I'll give you just one. The church says that when you get married, you have to be open to the possibility of children. So if before the marriage, the husband says, look, we're not having kids. You know what? They annoy me. They run around. They burp. They poop in their diaper. I don't want to know from kids. And you enter into a marriage that's not considered valid because you're not open to the possibility of children. So the church will look extensively at the marriage and say, were there valid reasons for the marriage, or was it an invalid or illicit marriage based on what was happening then? Not based on what's happening now, what was happening then at the time of the marriage. That's what we judge upon. We make a spiritual judgment, not a civil one. And that's what the process of nullity is about. And it's very much misunderstood. The church, in her wisdom, understands the painful and difficult nature of divorce. And it doesn't deny that. And we don't want to make it more painful by making you feel spiritually guilty somehow when it comes to divorce in the Catholic Church. The church wishes to bring healing through the annulment process. The church wants you to heal further spiritually that which tore you up civilly. And that's what the annulment process is about. And so that the church, in its efforts to clear up these misunderstandings, Deacon Scott and I are going to be teaching a class. Anybody who wants to come, a week from Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, huh? The day before Ash Wednesday, at 7 o'clock here at the church. Anybody who wants to come and understand the teachings of the church on this matter more clearly is invited to come. Marriage, divorce, and the church is what we're calling it. And anyone is invited. And maybe some of you would like to come, or maybe you know someone who doesn't come here anymore because of what they heard about the Catholic Church and marriage and divorce. Have them come too. Invite them. Have them come and listen to what we have to say, the healing that the church can bring, the wholeness that we can bring to one's spirituality that's been torn up through the divorce process. The church seems like it's got a big rule here and we're imposing an extra rule on someone who's hurting. We're not. We're seeking to bring healing, and we'd love for those who seek that healing to come and learn and begin the process next Tuesday night. Or make a private appointment with a priest to talk. If you don't want to talk in a big forum like that, that's fine. But please come and heal from this major problem so that you might come back to the church. Come back to the wholeness of a spiritual life. Come and join us as all of us sinners, married, divorced, and otherwise, seek the kingdom of God. God bless you.